Coming up on show 8:30, we look at 11 cheap electric cars you could buy in 2020. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Plus, the new Hyundai 45. It's all electric, it's a crossover, it's out next year, and it's been caught on video. NIO's doing very well. WM Motor delivers more of their electric SUVs in China, and Ohio announces a statewide approach to EVs. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily for Monday, 6th of July. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Thank you, as always, to the gang, the team at MyEV.com. MyEV, of course, in the US, should be your first port of call if you're interested in electric vehicles, buying or selling, researching them, or you just want to chat to somebody else about them. I know the team there, they do their live chat as well, and you do genuinely get through to a human being. It's not a bot, in case you're wondering. Just ask questions about EVs. They are there, ready and waiting to help you out. Check out MyEV.com. All right, let's kick off the news today. And the Hyundai 45, the new electric crossover that's coming from Hyundai next year. It's the first electric car coming from Hyundai that is going to be purpose-built. Bespoke electric car on a brand new platform designed for EVs. In case you were thinking, they've got some pretty popular EVs already. They have. And they are built on architectures, on platforms that sometimes have plug-in versions or even fossil versions as well. Now, this first one, the 45, has been filmed testing. It's been pelting around the Nürburgring. It's going to be launching in 2021. It's a crossover. They call it a crossover SUV, but it's not as big as an SUV. But it's got the crossover styling, and it's definitely going to be an option if you're in the market for a Model Y, maybe a Ford Mustang Mach-E. This is not a cheap Hyundai. Now, obviously, they are slightly cheaper cars in places, but this is looking a little bit special. It's bold. It's retro-styled. And we saw it at the Frankfurt Motor Show last September. According to autocar.co.uk, while it's still considered to be a crossover, it's very low slung, no ground clearance on it, like an SUV would have. The 45's name refers to the number of years since Hyundai made their first production car. For those keeping notes, it was called the Pony. They've got some tech on here, they've got some LED lights. The actual badging for the 45 is displayed in LED lights. Okay, interesting. There's a charge indicator at the bottom of the door, so the driver can see how quickly, rather quickly before they get in the car, how far the car's going to go. I've never personally, when I've stood next to my car, needed to look at the door and wished it told me the range, but bring it on. We like a toy to play with. Also, in the tech, a big advanced camera monitoring system they've gone for. That is getting them ready for self-driving applications. And as is common on concept cars, the cameras replace the side mirrors. At the moment in the US, law says you need some bits of glass and some mirrors either side of the car, but for those markets that might get cameras for mirrors, they have the lens. In order so that the lens doesn't get fogged up or dirty, it actually rotates past a little brush to clean it. Clever. Interior space is maximized by the batteries being in the skateboard-style floor. Like I mentioned at the beginning, this is indeed a custom platform for the car, and it does create the space that's very much like a living room. So you've got the seats, but you can move your feet between the footwells. Lounge-style seating front and rear for an unbroken footwell. This looks, I mean, the styling is like, I'm not going to say a mini Cybertruck, but angular and very kind of concept car-y. We'll see how much they soften it. It's in this video that has been seen online, very hard to tell. It's covered in camouflage, but the good thing is, it's Hyundai, it's going to be a great spec EV, very, very high tech, and it comes next year. Well, NIO are doing really well at the moment. They rallied by more than 16% on the markets after they reported second quarter and June sales above forecast. NIO said it delivered 3,740 vehicles in June, 180% year-over-year increase, including 2,476 ES6s. NIO's small SUV, their most popular vehicle as well. Says Market Watch, well, NIO sold 10,331 vehicles in Q2, an increase of, again, 190% over the previous year record. As of June 30th, NIO has now delivered a total of 46,082 vehicles, about 14,000 of them delivered this year alone. Congratulations to the NIO team and to the WM Motor team, a Weltmeister, or WM Motor, as we call it on the podcast. And it just delivered its 30,000th SUV, the EX5. A WM Motor handed the car over, delivery of the 30,000th EX5 smart electric SUV. Delivery was taken by the new owner, Mr. Song, in Shanghai with his wife, and they were met by the company's founder and CEO, Freeman Shen, who personally handed over the keys to the brand new EX5Z. Now, on this occasion, it did mark a historic moment for WM Motor because, and actually for China, for the EV industry in China, because in doing this, this milestone that they hit, WM Motor has just become the first Chinese pure electric vehicle startup to have surpassed 30,000 sales of a single vehicle. And that's good news for the Chinese EV industry and any other startup that's hoping to do the same. A real success story there. Got their own production facilities, which many can't say they have, by the way, and doing very well. The WM Motor cars, by the way, like the EX5, those are the ones, well, we've had Rupert on the show before, Rupert Mitchell from the company, two appearances on the podcast so far, filling us in. He's our China correspondent, but also he was saying that car is very highly connected, and that's what the Chinese market want. Very, very highly connected voice services and AI stuff, helping you go about your day and your driving experience without taking your hands off the wheel and eyes off the road. And that is a very connected car as well. So much like I think Tesla get much of the credit for, it's a very highly connected car, so all the data gets sent back to the mothership, and you can learn from that and see which features people are using, which ones they're not using, and then you can, you know, change your car's future design according to what your customers do really use rather than what they tell you in surveys, what they actually want. Well, moving on, and Drive Ohio is an initiative of the Ohio Department of Transportation, and it's finalized a study to expand EVs and their access to EVs throughout Ohio. The electric vehicle charging study is available to take now. If you're in the area, go on, have a look on there and say what you think. drive.ohio.gov. That is drive.ohio.gov. According to Richland Source in the study, a new statewide strategy is outlined, identifying key steps now necessary for expanding EV impact in Ohio. The strategy identified various needs like EV-friendly corridors through the state. A key recommendation from the strategy is to have charging stations every 50 miles apart. That'd be very nice if they can do that on the interstate, state, and US route corridors as well. The strategy also recognizes recent investments that car makers have made in EV technology. Last week's unveiling of the Lordstown Motors Endurance electric pickup is an example right there in Ohio. Well, the Charge Now charging service, it's operated by Digital Charging Solutions for the BMW Group, and they've just renamed it to maybe something that's a little more obvious. It was called Charge Now. It's now called BMW Charging and Mini Charging, respectively, according to what car you buy, as of the beginning of this month on the 1st of July. They will continue to operate the charging services through Digital Charging Solutions, says the website Electrive. All the functions of the old app Charge Now will continue to be available under new names, the new names of BMW Charging and Mini Charging. Customers can still use their old logins, and it only applies to BMW Charging, because Mini's one is a little more complicated. You kind of got to cancel your existing contract and re-register with the Mini one. But it's an example of how all the car makers want to provide that service of when people drive the car away, when they get their first EV, when they get in the car and they drive it away and they look at the passenger seat and all the paperwork that was given to you with the car, which you've then got to get round to read. In there will be an RFID card or an account set up with a charging network to make it easy to charge. It's what I think Ford are doing with the Mustang Mach-E. They're giving away the first, I forget what it was, like a few hundred kilowatt hours of energy. It was such a small amount, it wasn't really about giving away kilowatt hours like Tesla give away supercharging. It was about the first five charges that you do being free, just to get you charging, just to get you playing, just so that there's no worry that you're going to waste money. Just go on up to a charger and see what this electric charging stuff is all about, which plug you use and where you plug it in, and the various clonks and noises that we all get used to with chargers. That's what I think these schemes are more about. It's about reducing the friction. Talking about friction, maybe you haven't bought a brand new Jaguar for a certain reason, but you would like to subscribe to one. Well, you are in luck. Automakers like Porsche, Volvo, Merck, Cadillac, BMW and Nissan, all trying out subscription services. No buying, no owning, no long-term commitment, just subscription, like we all do with Netflix and Spotify. Says the website CarBuzz, some schemes have been more effective than others. Mercedes-Benz, for example, recently put the brakes on their collection subscription service, that's what they called it. And now Jaguar Land Rover is going the other way. They're launching theirs. They are joining the car subscription craze with the new Jaguar Land Rover service. It's called Pivotal. Okay, sounds like a team name on The Apprentice. Team Pivotal. Anyway, they've called it Pivotal. And which I suppose means something to a marketing department somewhere, and we spent £1 million coming up with it. Pivotal is the way that you can change your car every 6 months if you want to. Pivotal is a single monthly payment that covers rental, insurance, tax, servicing and repairs. If you go for the tier that is £1,150 or $1,437, you get access to a Jaguar I-Pace all-electric. You can do 1,500 miles per month. That's your allowance. Three-month minimum initial contract and commitment. After that, you can pause your subscription at any time. You can change the cars that you drive. Damage incurs a £500 fee. What else have I got to tell you? It includes everything. Servicing, repairs, insurance. You know what? Servicing on an EV, non-existent. But repairs and rental and insurance and tax. There's no tax on an EV. But, well, I suppose there is actually, because it's an expensive car, the I-Pace. But there you go. If you'd like to do it that way, you know what? Good for businesses, I reckon. I don't think that's not so, that's not a great deal for individuals. But if you're a business, you don't have to be sourcing insurance quotes and all these things. It's like a long-term hire. Now, I don't know what the tax implications are, whether businesses are even allowed to do that. I'm sure they are. But if you run a business, if you've got a company, you want one single fee. You want access to a vehicle. I suppose the people that drive it are going to have some personal tax implications, but that looks like a good way of doing it. Right, so let's talk about a brand new electric car rewards night virtual event. It's called the What Car Electric Car Rewards. The inaugural What Car ? Electric Car Rewards will be held in association with My Energy, a UK company which has been really expanding very quickly over the last couple of years. I am a fan of their products. I do have their new version 2 Zappy charger. Works very well for me. Oh, I'm always careful of endorsing things because you never know. Everything goes wrong at some point, doesn't it? Everyone has a bad experience one day in customer service. But for me, I recommend that company, and I've got nothing but good things to say about My Energy. The event is going to be taking place, the awards, I should say, will take place in August this summer, following an unprecedented rise in the interest in EVs, says What Car? The standalone event will name the best pure EV and the best plug-in hybrid models in a variety of categories in order to support consumers who are looking to switch. What Car? Will put this in different categories like value car, small car, family car, family SUV, luxury SUV, executive car, performance car, seven-seater. The best plug-in hybrids will be named in the categories of family car, family SUV, large SUV, luxury SUV, estate, executive, performance, and seven-seater. And we look forward to seeing the results. It's a good team of journalists at What Car? So I'm sure they know what they're talking about. It'll be interesting to see what they do and what car manufacturers they go with, because, you know, obviously there are some that aren't buying advertising in their, you know, their pages. We're looking at you, Tesla. Lots of other car companies are spending money. It's always one of those things, isn't it, that you wonder with anything like that. Like, how much does that consciously or subconsciously play? Sometimes they just, companies are open and say, well, we support our advertisers. And other times you think, well, you know, did Tesla not win that because they're not spending any money advertising? You don't know sometimes, but I know a couple of the people at What Car? Question mark, and they're good guys and girls. And so we look forward to seeing the editorial decisions they make. Finally, the global wind power market expanded last year a huge amount, almost 20% in 2019, with around 60 gigawatts of new wind capacity added to electric grids, including more than 54 gigawatts. Onshore and 6 gigawatts offshore, says evwind.es. It was the second largest annual increase in capacity ever, and followed three consecutive years of decline after the peak in 2015. Offshore wind power plays an increasingly important part in the global market, accounting for a record one-tenth of all new additions last year. This year's newly installed wind power capacity increased the global total by 10%, and there is now 651 gigawatts of wind power around the world. That is 621 onshore and the rest offshore. And of course, every watt of power produced by a wind turbine or a wind farm is indeed something that can charge an EV on clean, green, renewable wind power. Lots of wind investment in here, at least in the UK, but a lot of it offshore. Recent government overtures to onshore wind, which I fully and wholeheartedly support. Let's see if they put their wind turbines where their mouth is. Right, finishing off then, a couple of stories today. First of all, headline story today. A great little list been put together by a website, which is the 11 cheap cars they recommend of 2020. Fossbytes is the website, and they've gone through them. The first one is the GWM Aura. This is a tiny little city bubble car. Yes, it was introduced in November 2019. Yes, it's only in China. And yes, it's very, very cheap. Equivalent of about $16,000. It's got a 28.5 kilowatt hour battery and it does DC fast charge. They also list the Renault City KZE, otherwise known as the Renault Kwid. KWID. One of the cheapest EVs in the world. You can get it for about $10,000 equivalent, so about 70,000 RMB after incentives, only in China, but it is coming to countries in like India, and we think this is going to be the model they use for Renault to come to Europe with their Dacia brand. Now, at the minute, the Chinese model will do a top speed of 65 miles an hour. That is 105 Ks. That will need to be changed. There'll need to be some new engineering going into that. This article also lists the Tata Nexon. Can be had with a 30 kilowatt hour battery for about $18,000 equivalent. And the Tata Nexon is one of the cheapest electric cars for the range that you get in terms of bang for your buck. It's also got 5-star global NCAP safety rating and, you know, just enough power to get you through that you need. Never going to win any traffic light Grand Prix, but it's only available in India for now, and Tata Motors launching it in other countries very soon. Let's talk about a Chinese car, which is only available in China, but coming to other markets like Europe, the XPeng G3. So if you've heard a few XPengs talked about, the G3 is an SUV, crossover SUV, equivalent of $20,000, about 1.5 million RMB probably, and it's got some incentives on that of about $7,000 equivalent in China if you want to get this car. Electric SUV that I think it'll do 0 to 60 in about 8.5 seconds, and some clever autonomous driving, sort of level 2.5-ish, give or take. That's the one with the little satellite thing that comes out of the roof, like bitty, 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 and it rises up. And that's the hardware required for those semi-autonomous features. Well, they also, in the article, list the BMW Mini Electric. Yes, it's got a very short range, but it is still going to be less than $30,000. They list the MG ZS EV, a car that is in the UK doing pretty well. We sent some prices today, some monthly prices, and it was expensive. Now, as a list price of 25,000, it's not the end of the world. 44 kilowatt hour battery, you get a lot for your money. But these monthly lease prices were just huge. So maybe someone somewhere is worried about resale value. I don't know what formula they came to for such a massive monthly payment. The article lists the Nissan Leaf. Of course, the one with the 40 kilowatt hour battery does about 150 miles for about $31,000. And ProPilot is pretty good technology as well, and one pedal driving. Hyundai Ioniq Electric is on the list for doing 170 miles on the EPA test cycle with a 38.3 kilowatt hour battery and one of the most efficient EVs in the world. The Renault Zoe is on the list, costing £26,000 for a 52 kilowatt hour battery, 245 miles rated range, and it's probably good for that as well. It won the best small electric car at the What Car Question Mark Awards earlier this year, and no doubt when I finish on my second Zoe, which I have at the moment, that'll probably be the one that ends up in my driveway. The Chevy Bolt gets an honourable mention for having a 66 kilowatt hour battery for $36,000, and the Kona Electric is the priciest one on the list at $37,000, but with a massive 64 kilowatt hour battery. Well, the final story today is all about electric motorcycles. And again, it's another list. It's 10 of the best electric motorcycles. A few names that even I had kind of not forgotten about, but hadn't thought about in a long time. At number 10, the Arc Vector, a British-based motorcycle company making electric EVs and 125 miles an hour top speed on that. The Lightning Strike is in ninth place. The company was founded in 2006, and the Lightning Strike is their all-electric version. In number 8th place, the Zero SR. Zero, of course, a very famous name in electric motorcycles. 180 miles of city range, 102 miles an hour top speed. The Zero SR is an attractive looking bike. How about a scooter? Well, the Honda PCX Electric. Not as in a little scooter like scooter hire companies, but what? The good old scooter motorcycle. It has, coming from Honda, got a good reputation. It'll do a top speed of 37 miles an hour, do 25 miles. And these are normally the things that you can ride on a car license. In number 6th place, the Alpha Motors Redshift. This. So the Alta Motors Redshift. They launched in 2018 and started selling their electric dirt bike. Now, I'm not sure if the company is still around and selling new ones at the moment, but a couple of hours of off-roading, if you see a used one, just so much fun. Right, fifth place, the Lito Sora. It's a Canadian bike manufacturer, and they made their first EV superbike in 2014. This one sets you back $80,000, though, but it'll do 180 miles. In fourth place, the Energica Ego. And this is a street-legal electric motorcycle produced by the Italian company with a top speed of 150 miles an hour and a range of 100. In third place, the Victory M-Pulse, not Impulse, but M-Pulse TT. And a lot of the new EVs on the market are very expensive in the bike world, but this one is $19,999, 140 miles between charges. In second place, they put the Brutus EV, and it is a heck of a car, a heck of a bike. This thing is a, would you call them low riders? Like, I'm thinking of a nice relaxed seating position, feet forward, that kind of thing. Anyway, it is 115 miles with 200 miles an hour with 280 miles of range and a 40 kilowatt electric motor, but you will pay for that, $33,000. And finally, if you're thinking, he hasn't mentioned Harley Davidson yet, in number one, in top spot, the Harley Davidson Live Wire, 0-63 seconds. And the bike even set a record for the longest distance ever covered in 24 hours on an electric bike. He had 870 miles around Germany and Switzerland earlier this year. We talked about it on the podcast back in March of 2020. There you go. I'll pop a link to those articles in the show notes if you would like to read more and investigate those for yourself to see if you're in the market for any of those cars and bikes we just talked about. Let me know about anything you want to on the podcast. Email any times. Hello@EVNewsDaily is my address. And you can leave a comment on the YouTube show if you want to. Where there are 830 previous shows in the archive. They are online thanks to Patreon supporters. If you can ever, on Apple iTunes, on the app, on your phone or iPad, or even if you are using the desktop client, which I haven't done in a long time. I kind of grew to hate iTunes, the actual program. I just use it on my iPhone now. But in there is a thing called reviews and ratings. And if you can click on the little five-star symbol, or even click on write a review, if you haven't left a review before, all you do is you pop in your nickname, haven't even got to use your real name, your nickname, give it 5 stars if you want, and then write some words. I mean, don't let you write some words. I mean, you can write if you want some words. but please don't inundate me with reviews saying some words. Just say what you think about the podcast. What that does is then the Apple algorithm is able to recommend this show to other people like you and like I, who might be interested but maybe haven't discovered the show yet. Anyway, if you get a chance, I'd be enormously grateful. Our premium partners of the show are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Avid Technology, Brightsmith Group, Porsche of the Village Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, and now nationalcarcharging.com and alohacharge.com in Hawaii. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.